Is presenteeism still a thing? Strategies for overcoming presenteeism pressure. In the realm of modern work culture, the shadows of presenteeism loom large, often exerting undue pressure on employees. This is another toxic phenomenon where individuals feel compelled to extend their working hours beyond what's contractually expected, and possesses a significant threat to personal well-being and especially work-life balance. If you're experiencing this pressure, it's essential to understand its toxicity and identify strategies to regain control of your work boundaries. To watch the YouTube version of this article, click the link below. Why presenteeism exists. Companies often develop a presenteeism culture due to several interconnected factors deeply ingrained in organizational norms, expectations, and historical work patterns. Traditional work culture. Norms from the past. Historically, success was associated with visible effort, long hours, and dedication displayed by being physically present at work. This mindset persists in many workplaces, reinforcing the idea that more hours equate to greater commitment and productivity. Hierarchical influence. Some corporate cultures, especially those with hierarchical structures, may promote presenteeism as a means to demonstrate loyalty and dedication to superiors, creating an environment where being present is valued more than actual productivity. Productivity metrics focus on quantity over quality. Metrics emphasizing hours worked rather than outcomes achieved can inadvertently incentivize presenteeism. When employees feel their worth is measured solely by hours spent at the office, they might prioritize quantity over quality. Unrealistic expectations. Unrealistic workloads or tight deadlines set by management can lead employees to believe that staying late or working outside of their regular hours is necessary to meet expectations, fostering a culture where presenteeism is rewarded or expected. Organizational communication and policies. Implicit expectations. Lack of clear communication about expectations regarding work hours, availability, and the importance of a work-life balance can create ambiguity. Employees might perceive an unspoken expectation to be present way beyond their contractual hours. Inadequate support systems. Insufficient support systems for employee well-being, such as limited access to flexible working arrangements, mental health resources, or policies encouraging time off, can inadvertently push employees towards presenteeism. Leadership and role modeling. Leadership behavior. When leaders themselves exhibit presenteeism by working excessive hours or sending emails during off hours, it sets a precedent for employees to follow suit, reinforcing the idea that constant availability is crucial for success. Reward systems. If promotions, recognition, or rewards are tied more to hours worked than actual performance or innovative contributions, employees are incentivized to prioritize presenteeism to advance their careers. Resistance to change, traditional mindset. Resistance to change and a belief that this is how things have always been done can impede efforts to shift away from presenteeism culture, even if there's recognition of its negative impact. Fear of perceived slacking. Managers or supervisors might fear that allowing flexibility or remote work could lead to decreased productivity or a perception that employees are slacking off. Understanding the toxic nature of presenteeism. Identifying presenteeism pressures. Presenteeism pressures can manifest in subtle yet impactful ways. It might involve feeling obligated to respond to emails after hours, consistently staying late at the office despite completing tasks, or experiencing anxiety about taking scheduled time off. Impact on individual well-being. This pressure takes a toll on mental health, leading to increased stress, burnout, and a sense of constant urgency that erodes work-life boundaries. Continuously stretching beyond contracted hours hampers personal time, impacting relationships, hobbies, and overall life satisfaction. Strategies for managing presenteeism pressure. Establish clear boundaries. Communicate your working hours explicitly to your colleagues and supervisors. Clearly delineate the times when you're available and prioritize personal time to recharge and rejuvenate. Practice assertive communication. When confronted with expectations that exceed your contracted hours, respectfully assert your boundaries. Explain that maintaining a healthy work-life balance is crucial for sustained productivity and well-being. I have a video on how to create and maintain boundaries at work. I'll leave the link below. Prioritize tasks and time management. Efficiently manage your workload by prioritizing tasks and setting realistic deadlines. Use time management techniques like the Pomodoro technique or task batching to enhance productivity during working hours. Embrace remote work flexibility. If possible, leverage remote work options to create a conducive environment for focused work. Remote work can offer flexibility in structuring your day, helping you accomplish tasks more efficiently. Seek support and guidance. Engage in open communications with your manager or HR department about the pressures you're experiencing. They might offer solutions or guidance on how to navigate these challenges while maintaining a healthy work-life balance. Utilize well-being resources. Explore available resources within your organization, such as counseling services, coaching, mental health programs, or workshops focused on stress management and work-life balance. Taking charge of your work-life balance. Set realistic expectations for yourself. Recognize that perfection is unattainable and that setting boundaries is not only acceptable, but necessary for long-term success and well-being. Foster hobbies and personal time. Allocate dedicated time for activities that bring you joy and relaxation. Engaging in hobbies or spending quality time with loved ones outside of work fosters a healthier mindset and a more balanced life. Practice self-care. Prioritize self-care by maintaining a healthy lifestyle. This includes regular exercise, adequate sleep, and mindfulness practices to alleviate stress and rejuvenate your body and mind. Evaluate and reflect regularly. Periodically assess your work habits and assess whether they align with your values and well-being. Reflect on areas where adjustments can be made and reinforce your boundaries. The wrap-up. Navigating presenteeism pressure requires a proactive approach to safeguarding your mental health and work-life balance. By setting clear boundaries, prioritizing tasks effectively, and advocating for your well-being, you empower yourself to thrive in a demanding work environment. Remember, it's essential to communicate your needs and limitations to create a healthier work-life equilibrium. Embracing a balanced approach to work not only benefits your mental health and personal life, but also enhances your productivity and contribution within the workplace. While the pressures of presenteeism might persist, your commitment to maintaining a balanced life sends a powerful message to yourself and your workplace that well-being matters as much as professional dedication. By taking charge and prioritizing your well-being, you pave the way for a healthier and more sustainable work environment for yourself and those around you. Again, I'll leave the link to watch the extended version of the article on YouTube. I'll leave that down below. If you do head over to YouTube, please be sure to like, comment, subscribe, and hit the notification bell so that you don't miss upcoming videos. When I reach 1,000 subscribers, I'm going to start doing live Q&A sessions to answer all your burning coaching questions. If you enjoyed this post and haven't yet signed up to receive my twice weekly newsletter, click the newsletter tab at the top of the page and enter your details. As always, thanks so much for your continued support.